And it is time now for Mondays with Mac, presented by Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care. Tar Heels up a spot to number 21 in the polls this week, coming off a bye week and looking ahead to getting back into Keenan Stadium for the first time in a few weeks, taking on Pitt this Saturday. Joined on the phone by the man himself, head coach Mac Brown, to chat about all things Tar Heel football. Coach Brown, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thank you, Aaron. Thanks for having me on.
So coming off the bye week, what have you been working on with the team in the last 7 days?
Aaron, first, we're really excited to have the win over Duke. It was a great game. It's always a classic when you go to Durham, and those games are usually really, really close either way. And it's a rival game for us, and something that's very, very important that we keep the victory bell in Chapel Hill. And the guys were able to do that, so that made the open week a lot more pleasant for sure. And proud of Duke. They go right after that game, they go to Miami and win big. So Mike Elko's done a good job at Duke, and those guys could have had a letdown after our game, and they didn't. They just kept playing. So what we did is we had a review of the previous four games. We self-evaluated ourselves, kind of self-scout. Look at the things we're doing well, look at the things we've got to continue to improve, and just worked on those for 3 days, gave the guys a couple of days off, and came back yesterday and had a really good practice.
How are they handling the momentum of the season? I know the last few games have been really good, and I know it gives them a lot of boost of confidence heading into the next game. How are the players handling that?
Guys have a lot of confidence right now, and we've told them that I'm proud that they're in the top 25 in the polls. Good for them, but that means nothing till the end of the season. The beginning of the season, mid-season polls mean nothing. Where you end up ranked at the end of the season is what matters, so just keep playing. And a lot of people have talked about we're right in the middle of the coastal race. That doesn't matter either right now. We've got to make sure that we focus on getting better each week, playing and practicing to a high level of excellence, and just trying to beat Pitt.
I wanted to ask about a player that we haven't had a chance to talk about very much. Obviously, Drake May has gotten so much attention during the year, the way that he's played. But right at the start of the year, you had a tough decision to make between Drake and Jacoby Criswell. And Drake got the start, and he's been shining ever since. What have been your thoughts about Jacoby Criswell this season and the way that he's handled the situation that he's had to face?
He has been unbelievable. He's a leader. He works hard every day. He never gripes. He's upbeat. He's doing everything he can do to help this team win. And we've always said there's a time when it's ready. It's your time to step up. You got to be ready when that happens, and he's doing that.
Speaking with head coach Mac Brown, Mondays with Mac. Tar Heels coming back home after close to a month taking on Pitt this weekend. And what are your thoughts about coming back home and being back in the friendly confines of Keenan Stadium after so many weeks on the road, it seems?
Yeah, we're really excited to be home. It's we're 16-6 at home since we came back. Our home crowd does make a difference. We've been in two overtime games with Pitt the last two times we've played them up at Pitt, and lost both of them. They're a very physical team, a really good team, so we're going to need our fans to come and bring it strong this weekend. I know the students will. They always do, but we got to have the fans to step up like they always do as well.
And coming off a fall break, you know, they'll be extra excited. You've had a lot of road success this year, and that's coming off a couple seasons where it's been a struggle playing on the road. Have you done anything different at all? Has the team done anything different to try to tweak things to go out on the road, or has it just been the world balancing itself out?
Not really, Aaron. The first 2 years, we were pretty good. We were about even, and that's good on the road. Last year, we didn't play well on the road, and it really killed us, and we didn't win close games last year, so... This team has got a better attention to detail. They're leading better from within, and that helps you win on the road.
Speaking again with Coach Mac Brown, going to start wrapping up this conversation, but as we do, I know you've already talked about the importance of the fans in Keenan this weekend. What is your message to the fans, those in the stadium and around Chapel Hill who are going to be following you on TV and on the radio?
I get so excited, Aaron, when we've got a really good team. It's a sellout national TV game, 8 o'clock at night. Chapel Hill is going to be buzzing. All the local businesses will be making money. The campus will be alive. A lot of the students, the experience they have with athletic contests are some of the greatest memories they have when they're in Chapel Hill, and we're right in the mix for a lot of things. So we definitely need our fans to be a difference this weekend.
Do you approach games differently or game day differently based on it's a noon game, it's a four game, it's an eight game, the time of day?
We do, and we talk to them about visualizing playing at 8 o'clock tonight, today, and tomorrow, every day this week. Plan your day based on how you're going to feel on Saturday. And we played Florida A&M at 8 o'clock at night. We played Duke at 8 o'clock at night. So we're doing a better job preparing for those night games. It's a little bit tougher when you get up and you have your team meetings every morning at 6:30 and you practice from 8 to 10. That's a long day on Saturday for these guys. They don't play till 8 at night.
Now, we're all looking forward to it. 8 p.m. kickoff against Pitt and Keenan Stadium. That's been Mondays with Matt. Coach Brown, as always, thank you so much for being with us. Best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you, Aaron.
And Mondays with Mac has been presented, as always, by Chapel Hill Tire. Hey, you can tackle dirt this year by trying Chapel Hill Tire's new expert car washing and detailing service with pickup and delivery options. You and your car will be treated like a VIP. Visit chapelhilltire.com for details and tune in to 97.9 The Hill for Carolina football games beginning 3 hours ahead of kickoff, 5 p.m. this weekend with the Inside Carolina Live pregame show. That's when you can listen for the Drive Happy Drive of the Game presented by Chapel Hill Tire.